With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting Israel has agreed to a ceasefire with the terrorist group Hamas. The Israeli government said that under an outline of the deal, Hamas is to set free at least 50 of the roughly 240 hostages taken in Hamas's October 7th attack over a four-day period in exchange for Palestinians in Israeli prisons. Maryland's handgun licensing law has been struck down by a federal appeals court.
By a 2-to-1 vote, judges on the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals have found that the requirements for Maryland's handgun licensing law are unconstitutionally restrictive. The law, passed in 2013, lays out a series of steps for would-be gun owners. They include completing 4 hours of safety training, submitting fingerprints, passing a background check, being 21, and residing in Maryland. Maryland Governor Wes Moore, a Democrat, says he's disappointed in the circuit court's ruling and will continue fighting for the law. He says his administration is reviewing the ruling and considering its options. I'm Mike Hempen.
Authorities say they've captured the man accused of fatally shooting 3 people and critically wounding a 4th person over a property dispute in rural Colorado.
The Custer County Sheriff's Office says that the suspect, 45-year-old Hanmi K. Clark, was arrested by New Mexico State Police. 2 men and a woman died at the scene of the shooting about 50 miles southwest of Colorado Springs. Monday's shooting occurred a week after an area landowner had asked that Clark be held in contempt of a June 2022 court order allowing them to cross Clark's property to access their land. Clark had allegedly locked a gate and posted a sign saying, quote, "The owner of this property is armed." I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And this is SRN News. It's time for Bless Friday.
Yes, I said Bless Friday, not Black Friday. It's the 13th annual national effort to get Christians to skip the traditional post-Thanksgiving Day spending frenzy and kick off the Christmas season with service instead. Churches are being urged to send their members to local food banks and homeless shelters and nursing homes on Friday. Some congregations will go door-to-door in their communities, offering to do yard work or chores for residents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man will be inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame next year. Sandy Stone, a man living as a woman, will be honored for being the founder of the academic discipline of transgender studies. Located in Seneca Falls, New York, the site of the first women's rights convention in 1848, the hall inducts a new class every other year to recognize women's contributions in fields such as the arts, sports, education, and government. This is SRN News. A federal judge has granted an injunction banning Kansas State Police from a traffic stop tactic, correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The Kansas Highway Patrol must stop using a tactic known as the Kansas Two-Step to detain out-of-state drivers long enough to find a reason to search their vehicles for illegal drugs. A federal judge granted a permanent injunction. The same judge ruled in July that the tactic violated drivers' constitutional rights against unreasonable searches. The judge concluded that the patrol targeted drivers traveling along Interstate 70 to or from states that have legalized either the medical or recreational use of marijuana. Kansas has authorized neither. I'm Norman Hall.
Authorities say a girl has died, a woman has been rescued, and 5 people are missing after a landslide tore through the Alaskan town of Wrangell. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.